You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. We will be sharing interviews that Perry did for radio and television throughout the following weeks. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. On today's show, Perry talks about the proposed first seal of the United States, whether two of the founding fathers were theists or deists, and the best one-liner when it comes to dealing with tyranny and rebellion. Perry, take it away.
But back to this original seal of the United States, Congress, the Constitutional Congress appointed three to come up with a seal. We've got this new nation. What shall its seal be? So it was a circle, and in the middle was Moses coming out through the Red Sea, parted, starting to fall in on the Egyptians, the army that's part of government, and their chariots. You hearing what I'm saying from Exodus 15 here? This is playing into this seal of the United States. So the Congress appointed Franklin and Jefferson, two of the least religious of our founders, but plenty religious in many accounts. Jefferson, Franklin, and Madison, a committee of three to come up with the new seal for the United States. So here's the picture. You can Google this. You'll see Franklin's handwriting describing this. Moses passing, a pillar of fire protecting him, the sea coming in on the...
Well, and it's interesting because they would have had to have seen this as symbolic of America's founding.
Exactly. And that's the seal. That's the symbol for this new nation. And here's the theology of this. This is fascinating to me, especially those who wrongly accuse these men of being deists, which means there's a God, but he's distant with a D. They were at the very least theists, which believes there's a God and he's involved and he even hears prayer. And boy, this is a theistic picture right here. And Franklin's writing says, escaping from Pharaoh and, you know, and God protecting, etc. And so there's this picture from tyranny. See, that's the point. And guess what it said around the circle? Not the United States of America. It said, rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God.
That's deep.
That is very deep. And that is at the heart. Two of the least religious, probably not Christians, at least Jefferson, Franklin, but theists and so biblically informed back in that good day.
Well, because they understood this history, I assume, as well. They
did.
They were read on all this history.
They did. They proposed that to be the seal of our country.
Well, that wraps up our Epic Times interview content. We are so excited to have two more episodes before closing the Best of Perry podcast. After the next two podcasts, Pastor Aaron and I will have a joint podcast where we remember Perry's leadership and example ministering to civil servants throughout the country and around the world.